This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. Now, it's no secret that Australia is a bit Eurovision crazy. My first guest this morning represented Ireland way back in 2013 with his single Only Love Survives, reaching the grand final. Last year, he proudly came out as gay and released a stunning track, Start Again, and his last single, Fall to the Floor, late last year. On the line this morning, all the way from Dublin in Ireland, welcome back to Joy, Mr. Ryan Dolan.
Good morning, Leo. How are you?
How's things in Ireland tonight over there?
Quiet and cold,
as usual. No. Well, it's a bit overcast and cloudy this morning here as well, so it's not too bad. Now, of course, last time I spoke to you was late last year, and obviously since then, Eurovision this year, Australia was part of Eurovision this year with our guy Sebastian representing our country with his track Tonight Again. First of all, what do you think of Australia being involved in Eurovision, and what do you think of Guy's track?
No, I think it's great that Australia's in the Eurovision, and I think they're going to be in the future, if I'm correct. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. You know, I know Australia has a long-term sort of obsession with the Eurovision, so I think it's fair that they get to take part in it, you know, so no, that's great.
Because when you first done your entry in 2013 with Only Love Survives, that opened up a lot of doors for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, like, after that, I was getting the tour all around Europe and, you know, play at different Eurovision festivals and even non-Eurovision-related festivals as well. I was getting asked to quite a few. So, it was really a good thing and really got me out there and helped me sort of build up a fan base when I was kind of just starting out.
Because your song, Only Love Survives, charted in over 30 countries, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think that was kind of a really big shock for me. I didn't expect it to sort of do so well. But, yeah, it's been great for me. Like, and as I say, you know, it's really helped me build a fan base, and that's kind of, you know, at the end of the day, that's what a musician needs.
Of course, this year's winner was from Sweden, Måns Zelmerlöw. Now, he's obviously very hot, but also I interviewed him earlier this year. It was about 5 a.m. in the morning. It was really, really early with the time difference. And he was on the phone in a back alleyway somewhere in Germany.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the sort of things you'd be taking phone calls from. You don't know where you'd be, but I actually played with Måns a couple of months ago in Dublin. He was performing here, so I was sort of supporting him, you know. So he's a great performer, like, and he's got some great music.
Yeah, because did you get to meet him backstage and stuff?
Yeah, I met him briefly. Yeah, he seems really down to earth, and he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, fantastic. Now, last year, last February, in fact, you came out as gay you know, being honest with your fan base, which is quite impressive for a new artist. Looking back on that time now, can you just share with us your coming out story and how it all came about?
Well, I suppose, you know, my sort of musical career hasn't been that long. You know, you're just talking about maybe 4 or 5 years. So, you know, that whole time, I was obviously out to my friends and family, but I always sort of felt that I was kind of, you know, keeping something from my fans, and, you know, it didn't really feel right about it. So it was kind of something that was in my head a lot of the time, and I always wanted to do it. So once I really had, when I wrote the song Start Again, I suppose that was kind of like the perfect opportunity for me to come out with releasing that song. You know, and, you know, the support I got from all my fans was amazing, and, you know, everybody stuck by me, and nothing really changed, but I felt a lot better about myself and, you know, more confident, I think, just that everybody knew the full story about me and who I was. So it really, really was great for me to come out.
You mentioned Start Again before, because that track you wrote highlighting the issues and the pain that young LGBTI teenagers have to deal with, you know, it's quite tough coming out even today with the whole social media and things. And the YouTube video has gained over, you know, 1.3 million views in the first week. And also over time, it's gained over 12 million views across all platforms.
Yeah.
So it's reaching a lot of people, which is so amazing that you've done that
track. Yeah, I'm really glad I've done that track, and I'm really glad I've done the video, because there's so many people that could relate to the song, and especially the video. And, you know, I was sort of getting messages all the time, and I still get messages every day from people all over the world, you know, that just come across the video, and, you know, they sort of tell me that kind of helped them, they, you know, maybe come out to their family or their friends or just maybe one person. So it's kind of, I think it gives them some hope, you know, kind of there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I think especially in recent years, the way things have been, there's a lot of sort of high profile people coming out. And I think that really helps, I really think that helps people. So it's great to see that happening and things moving on, progressing. And, you know, recently that's, we got same-sex marriage legalized in Ireland, so things have been moving along great here as well.
Well, unfortunately, Ryan, in Australia, it's still not legal, which is actually quite surprising. It's really, really frustrating for us.
Yeah, it is quite surprising. You know, these guys are normally a lot further ahead than us, but, you know, hopefully things will change pretty soon for these. You know, I'm sure they will.
My special guest this morning on the line all the way from Dublin, Ireland, is singer Ryan Dolan. Let's go right back to 2013. This is your Eurovision single, Only Love Survives. More with Ryan next on Joy. So be loved, be loved. Join 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. My special guest this morning on the line all the way from Dublin in Ireland is Ryan Dolan. Now, Ryan, we just heard your track Only Love Survives, of course, was your Eurovision entry for the 2013 contest. Now, since then, you've been lucky enough to perform at various Pride gigs all over Europe. You've done Amsterdam and Munich this year, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose since I came out, I've been sort of getting invited to Pride festivals all around Europe, and I'm really enjoying them. To be honest, I've never, before the Eurovision, and I'd never really went to Pride festivals, but I just didn't think they were for me. But once I went to them, you know, I really enjoyed them, and, you know, the atmosphere is always amazing. So, yeah, it's been great to get asked over to them.
Well, speaking of festivals, because you know that here in Australia, Melbourne has their Midsummer Festival about mid-January, and Sydney's Mardi Gras is early March. So get your butt down here.
I'd love to get down. I've never been to Australia, so it's definitely on the list of places to go.
Fantastic. Now, I also have been looking online, and there's been quite a few videos that you've posted on your Facebook, a cover of Bruno Mars's track Young Girls, and Ellie Goulding's track from 50 Shades of Grey, Love Me Like You Do. Now, what a great song that is. Have you seen the movie?
I actually haven't seen the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I really haven't seen it. There's been a lot of people, I've been getting mixed reactions and asking people what's it like, and I haven't sat down and watched it yet. You know, some people tell me they loved it, and other people tell me they hated it, so I just haven't sat down and watched it for myself.
Well, let's just
I love the song.
Oh, it's a gorgeous song. And let's just say the movie, I wasn't that shocked by the content, to be really honest with you. But some of the lines in the movie are a bit cheesy. So it's not a great movie, but you sort of go there for the, you know, for the, I don't know, it's, yeah. You should watch it.
I suppose there was a lot of people disappointed of what the movie turned out like in sort of relation to the books, but I've never read the books either, so I wouldn't know.
But the lead guy is hot anyway. Let's go on to your new single. It's 2015. You finally released a new single. It's called Uptown Downtown, and it was written by a couple of Swedes.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, since the Eurovision, I've been getting songs sent to me from all over the world. So this song just popped up, and, you know, the Swedes are renowned for writing sort of catchy pop songs. So this one really stood out to me. So and it's a lot kind of different than the sort of music I've been releasing lately. So yeah, I thought I'd give it a shot. You know, I'm really happy the way it turned out.
Because it reminds me a lot of Olly Murs and Aston Marigold, who was a lead singer of JLS.
A lot of people say it reminds them of Olly Murs.
Yeah, which is great.
That's kind of sort of really poppy, sort of dancey track, like, you know.
Now, I've got some good news for you, because as of today, we've added your new single to our Joy Daytime playlist.
Oh, that's amazing.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you.
No worries at all. Now, of course, the single's out online today worldwide. When can we expect a new album or an EP?
Well, the album's been a long time coming, probably the longest album in history. But I'm hoping to have an album in the coming months. You know, I'm just chopping and changing songs all the time, and I just want to get it right. So hopefully in the next few months, I'll have an album out.
Well, if it's anything like Uptown Downtown, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. Of course, earlier this year, you turned 30 in July, I believe.
Yeah.
And your sister made you a Michael Jackson cake. You're a big fan. And that was quite amazing, that cake.
Yeah, she's really talented. It's kind of a hobby of hers. But yeah, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. So she knew that would be the perfect cake for me.
And I was also sorry to hear about your grandma. You lost your grandma in July as well, I hear.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, she wasn't well for some time, you know, so it's hard, like, and there's a lot of things that have been happening in the last few years. My granddad passed away a few years as well. So it's been a hard time for the family, but, you know, I guess that's life, I suppose.
You have to write a song for her.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've definitely been trying it.
Yeah, because those songs are the most heartfelt, so it means a lot.
Definitely.
And finally, Ryan, you've got a cute little dog called Bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. It's a pug, right? It's a pug dog.
It's a pug, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was actually a Christmas present, so I've wanted one for a long time. But it's actually back home up north. So I've actually moved down to Dublin this year. So where I was moving to, I couldn't actually take the dog. So I'm traveling back and forward all the time to see it. So my mum and dad's looking after it for me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. The new single from Ryan Dolan, it's called Uptown Downtown. It is released worldwide today on iTunes. You can also check out his other releases online as well. Only Love Survives, Start Again, and Fall to the Floor. You can follow Ryan on his website, ryandolanofficial.com, and on his social media, Ryan Dolan Music. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show, Ryan.
Thank you, Leo. It's been good to chat to you again, and thanks for always showing your support for me.
No worries at all. Now, we're going to play the new single. It's called Uptown Downtown. Would you like to introduce it for us this morning?
Yeah, I'm Ryan Dolan, and this is my new single, Uptown Downtown. We're going uptown, downtown, everywhere you gotta get some.
is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.